Somebody's going to grab you and spin you around on the dance floor. That's how we pass a good time, Shar.
Jazz and Heritage Foundation spokesman and event coordinator Scott Aegis knows how irresistible that two-step and dance music from Southwest Louisiana can be.
On Saturday nights, folks would gather and people's houses, and they would move the furniture out of the way. They would tell the kids to go to bed, or in French, faire dormir, or fait dodo, where that phrase comes from. And they would all get to drinking and hooting and hollering and pick up the fiddles and the accordions and the washboards and start to develop this style of music that has clear references from Canadian music, French music, European, Scottish reels, those types of things, waltzes. And it was infused with this propulsive rhythm that comes from Caribbean and Afro-Caribbean roots. And together, they formed this really awesome dance style that we know today as Cajun and Zydeco, which are really two branches of the same tree.
And he says this year's Louisiana Cajun Zydeco Festival will debut a host of musical headliners.
CJ Chenier this year was nominated for a Grammy Award. He is the son of Clifton Chenier, who, as I'm sure you know, was one of the original pioneers of Zydeco music. He and his band are making their debut at our festival. Also, another Zydeco artist who we've never had before is Gino Delafos and his band French Rock and Boogie. And like CJ Chenier, he's known all over the world as one of the great ambassadors of Louisiana dance music. Another person who we haven't had the pleasure of having before is D.L. Menard, the legendary 80-year-old Cajun musician who plays in one of the most authentic, original, traditional Cajun styles. He's also an artisan who makes his own accordions. We also have some favorites who are coming back. Lost Bayou Ramblers, Les Frères Michaud, who are very, very traditional Cajun band. Nathan Williams and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. They're a very, very popular Zydeco band. Nathan has a son, also named Nathan, and Little Nathan and the Zydeco Big Timers will also be at our festival. We've got a woman named Mary Broussard, who has her own Zydeco band, Creole Royalty. She has a son named Brian, who has his own Zydeco band, and they will be on stage actually in back-to-back sets.
Aegis says you'll find several groups on two stages of music, a crafts fair, and food in and around the area of the old U.S. Mint.
The Esplanade stage is big, open air with the shade from the oak trees on Esplanade. The Barrack Street stage will be a large open air stage, and we're also expanding our use of misting fans this year. So we're doubling the number of misting fans as we've had in the past, and we're also adding a misting tent.
Now, just across the way at the French Market, the 26th annual Creole Tomato Festival celebrates the arrival of this year's Red Beauties with another stage of music and a host of activities, including cooking demonstrations, tomato samples, and a tomato eating contest. The 26th Annual French Market Creole Tomato Festival and the Jazz and Heritage Foundation's 2012 Louisiana Cajun Zydeco Festival run Saturday and Sunday in the French Quarter. More information can be found at CajunZydecoFest.com and FrenchMarket.org. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.